Well, I've seen it cooked up a whole lot, yeah, yes.
Have you ever heard of making gumbo without okra?
Well, I guess I don't know. I just depend on what you call it, but I would rather have the okra in it myself, yeah. We're very fond of okra, and you grow okra. I don't think they eat okra in the north, though.
I was talking to a lady yesterday, and she said she thought you had to have okra for it to be a gumbo, and that's what I thought.
Well, I would think so, too, yes.
What about beans, the kind of flat beans that you eat the seed part, you don't eat the pod?
That would be the butter beans. There's so many beans now, you could cover up so many of them, yeah.
And if you got butter beans, say from the farm, you had to get them out of the ponds, what do you call it?
Shelling the beans.
And what about the kind of beans that you eat pod and all?
Well, those would be, it'd be either a string bean or a snap bean.
Would that be the same thing or a different type?
No, it'd be a different type of bean altogether. In fact, it grows mostly for the... That's a part of greens that you eat, yes. Mm-hmm. In fact, you would never take a green butter bean and eat that without, the fruit is inside, but the other part of the bean, the snap bean and the string beans, are beans that the shell part is what's to be eaten.
What about the leafy vegetables you use in salads?
Well, you can use lettuce and different things.
And if you go to the store to buy it, you say you buy two heads of lettuce?
Two heads of lettuce, yeah.
And have you ever used that word for children? Say, I've got so many...
Well, they do refer to so many heads, yeah. Yeah, you can use that for any animals, hogs or cows or anything else. Yeah. So many head.
Would you say, I've got 5 head of children?
Yeah.
What about if somebody had, say, 7 boys and 7 girls, how would you describe it? Say, he's got children?
Well, you got me there. I don't know.
Just
somebody might say a slew of children, but I wouldn't refer to it as that. I wouldn't use that word. I don't know. What word would you use?
I don't know either. Yeah. Would you ever use the word passel?
Well, you could say that, yeah. A number, a slew would be, the common word would be the slew, I think, or passel would be all right, either one of those. But I wouldn't use either.
Mm-hmm. Just maybe say a lot.
Yeah, well.
What about on corn, the outside of the ear that you have to peel off?
Well, you shuck the ear, the shucks, yeah.
And what about the stringy stuff on the ear?
On the ear of corn and the end of it, the tassel?
Now, is that on the ear or on the stalk?
Well, the silk is on the ear, yeah. The tassel is on the stalk.
And what would you call the kind of corn that you can eat off the cob?
Well, corn on the cob, or sweet corn. Some people call it sweet corn, and others, corn on the cob.
what about the kind of vegetable that's boiled about so big with a crooked neck on it, yellow?
Squash.
What kind of melons would you have around?
Well, they have watermelons and muskmelons, cantaloupes.
And what do you call the little things that pop up in the yard after a rain, little things look like umbrellas?
Mushrooms.
And what about the kind that you're not supposed to eat?
Well, there's a poisonous kind. I don't know what would be the name of them. There's certain ones you're not supposed to eat, I know.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I don't eat any of them. No matter how fancy it gets. If you got it in a $15 meal, you can put it on the side. I don't want it. Excuse me.